John Lindorf joins us remotely from his home in Louisville. He was among the tens of thousands of people evacuated from Louisville on December 30th. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Shannon. And, well, it's a nicer day today than it was that afternoon.
Right. And before we jump into food news, tell us about your experience with evacuation.
I was, you know, it's just not something you ever think about living in suburban Louisville. I started hearing about it. I saw the smoke, and I ignored it for a while. And then I had to go out. And as I was coming back, I realized that things had gone really badly. And I had to, it took a while for me to actually get back to my house. And then I left when the smoke and the ash started falling here and the evacuation order came in. I grabbed everything I thought was important and headed over the hill to Boulder and, you know, watched as familiar homes on the hillside burned. And my column today in the Boulder Weekly is kind of about that experience and also what I would have lost had my place burned down. But I talk about some of the things I would have wished that I brought with me. You know, it's a hard decision.
So what did you grab out of instinct and what did you have a pang of regret at not having grabbed as you were watching the live coverage of Louisville burning on the television?
I grabbed, you know, papers and computer and a few clothes and medicine and stuff. But later I just thought, you know, about all the photos, handwritten recipes from my mother, a spice grinder I got from my grandfather, 40 years of pie archives that were going to go in the National Museum of Pie, and hundreds of Boulder cookbooks I'm planning on donating to the History Society, plus a career's worth of clippings. And so, yeah, it gave me pause.
And you mentioned that as the situation was becoming ever more dire, you microwaved a slice of pizza?
You know, you do strange things under stress, but while I was trying to decide whether I was going to actually evacuate, I had a slice of deep dish pizza in the freezer and decided now was the time.
Well, let's get into the food news. Tell us about the response from the food community in Boulder County.
As always, it's remarkable. A whole slew of restaurants are offering free meals to people who were displaced, from the Walnut Cafe to Black Belly, the wonderful Fed Boulder truck, which uses produce from local farmers, is feeding folks. And the Community Food Share and Sister Carmen are providing free groceries. So the food community is immediately rose to the occasion.
And are there any restaurants in Superior or Louisville that have been lost in the blaze?
A couple. There was a Subway and a new restaurant that I didn't even know had opened called the Rotary. Those were destroyed. Many others were smoke damaged. And a whole bunch of others, along with Caslin and obviously in Superior, are still closed. And who knows when they will reopen. And at the same time, many of the people who work in those restaurants and supermarkets, many of them lost their homes, not to mention their jobs. I just learned that the owners of Tandoori Grill in Boulder lost their home. I just think it's going to take a long time to get back to a sense of well-being.
Of course, comfort food keeps us going in times of crisis. what's the best comfort food you had to eat this week?
What I'd really like to do is buy everybody sit down with them and have a piece of pie. The best thing I ate this past week was in Louisville. There's a restaurant there called Bawarachi Biryanis. It's an Indian restaurant, but it's very different. I had a wonderful vegetable biryani rice dish with really super hot chicken korma and naan bread, and it was just perfect.
Well, we're glad that your house is still standing, that it was nothing more than the experience, the frightening experience of having to evacuate on short notice without everything that you wished you had had time to grab. Our hearts, of course, go out to everybody who wasn't so lucky. And we know that the community will rise to the occasion as it is rising now. John, is there anything else that you wanted to add before we close things out?
I just want to thank everyone who reached out to check in on me. And I was one of the lucky ones. Let me know if you're in the food community, what you're doing for folks, and we'll pass it along.
And we'll be back next Thursday with more Radio Nibbles. John, thank you.
Thank you.